Blog Talk Radio.
WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go, bride! Our soon-coming king awaits. Good morning, America. Good morning, bride. This is your host, one of your hosts, Dr. June Knight, coming to you from the great state of Indiana on the Mega Revival Tour, Making America Godly Again. You can check it out at megarevival.com. You can find out all these states we've been praying for. A through K, today is the great state of Kansas, at WATBRadio.com. Thank you so much, Brad, for partnering with us, for God to move in the greatest revival this earth has ever seen. We are partnering together with heaven for the United States of America to fulfill her destiny. Today on the line, we have our co-host, Miss Angelique from Arizona. How you doing, Angelique?
Good morning, sister. I'm blessed. I'm here in Winslow, Arizona, as we're with the youth getting ready to take them to New Mexico Glorieta for Bible camp this week.
Oh, that is awesome. Do you have any guests there with you today?
I should be getting some guests here today, but I have here sitting with me my sister Martha from Arizona, because she is one of the counselors. So she's here with me, but I'm expecting a few others that are from here, from this Baptist church in Winslow. They graciously allowed us to spend the night here as we passed through. So they were excited about this morning, and they should be getting here soon.
Well, thank God for Bible camps. They are so important to our children. Amen. Okay, well,
amen,
good morning,
sister,
to Pastor John and Pastor Vicky. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great.
I'm doing great. She's doing great.
Yes.
She's in Gainesville, Georgia, and I'm at home, so I'm missing her something fierce, but doing great.
How sweet.
I bet. Now, good morning to Miss Maureen. How you doing, Maureen?
I am glorious, but I hope to be considerably better by the end of the day.
Yes, amen. Okay, well, today's show for the great state of Kansas is going to be hosted by Miss Angelique. So, Angelique, you have the floor, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Well, good morning, everybody, and God bless you. And today we are lifting up the state of Kansas in prayer. Yay, Kansas! Hallelujah. So, Kansas is a Midwestern state that ethnomizes the U.S. heartland with its Great Plains setting of rolling wheat fields. The Museum of the World Treasures in Wichita, the state's largest city, covers road history from dinosaurs to Elvis, while the open-air Old Cowtown Museum traces the city's pioneers past. In nearby Hutchinson's, the Cosmosphere displays the Russian Vostok, and the Apollo 13 spacecraft. The state bird is the western meadowlark, beautiful yellow color. The state animal is the buffalo, which is Tatanka in Indian. The state flower is the sunflower, and the state has 24 parks. Wyatt Earp, James Butler, who was Wild Bill Hickok, and William B. Bat Masterson were the three of the legendary lawmen who kept the peace in rowdy frontier towns like Abilene, Wichita, Dodge City, Ellsworth, and Hays. Amelia Earnhardt was the first woman granted a license by the National Aeronautics Associate and first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. She was from Atchison. A ball of twine in Cawker City measures over 38 inches. Circumferences of more than 16,750 pounds and still growing. And a grain elevator in Hutchinson is a half mile long and holds like 46 million bushels in its thousands bins. Kansas ranks second nationally in average number of tornadoes per year. And third in tornadoes for 1,000 square miles. Oh my goodness, that is so sad. Those tornadoes are very scary. And Sister Maureen, do you have any more facts about the state of Kansas?
I sure do. This beautiful sunflower state. It's a state that is named after the sunflower, and we know so many young people, when they are getting married, they love having sunflowers in their wedding bouquets. And I know that sounds sort of silly, but it does represent the sun. And I thank God for the beautiful way that a sunflower turns and it follows the sun with its little head. The face of the sun is always moving toward the sun, which is a good example for us that we would always be moving toward our sun. And I thank you, Father, for the Son of God that has come into the dawn in Kansas. For the state of Kansas, only 44% of Kansans report reading the Bible in any given week, which is tragic. And 39% ages 31 to 49, which is almost the same amount, are completely unchurched. So think about this. Two out of five people have absolutely no churching whatsoever, which means they don't have any connection with it. And since 1980, Kansas has had a 201% increase in the births to unwed mothers. Now, you might remember several years ago in 2005, there was a huge, big challenge from the Discovery Institute that proposed that the theory of evolution be taught in all the Kansas classrooms. And there were hearings, and the Kansas Board of Education said that all scientific theories needed to be approached with an open mind and studied carefully, and they didn't mandate that it had to be an evolutionary thing, but a couple of years later, they went back to asking people to limit their science to seeking natural explanations for what we see in this world. So no wonder there's such a split between the number of people that know God and don't know, because they don't have a moral definitive there. Now, one positive piece of good news, Sam Brownback is the governor in Kansas. And he is a committed Christian. He has been working diligently in the government for years and years, and he has a wonderful reputation, has served Kansas and has served the nation. So I thank God for having a strong governor in the state of Kansas this morning. And that's my news. I'm sticking to it.
Thank you. So, Pastor John, I understand you have to leave this morning. So will you please pray for the state of Kansas? And then, Dr. June, will you sound the shofar, either or, whatever you want to do first, Sister. Would you like Pastor John to pray first or blow the shofar first?
Let's do the shofar first. One moment.
With our official shofar blower, please give it up for Ms. Bonnie Bryant. Yay! Miss Bonnie is an international shofar blower. She is very prophetic, and when she blows, believe me, every demon will feel it. Give it up for Miss Bonnie.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Pastor John, would you mind lifting up the state of Kansas, please, in prayer, whatever the Lord puts in your heart, sir?
Amen. I'm glad you went with blowing the shofar first. I love to hear a shofar blowing. That is a sure thing.
Me too. It's beautiful.
Yeah, very exciting, very exciting. I can just see the enemy count being totally distorted and totally knocked off his rocker when that shofar is being blown. I'm very happy about that. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we appreciate the opportunity, Lord, to come before you this morning. Lord, just the fact that our Creator, Lord, hears us, has time for us, gives us audience, we are thankful for that. Thank you, Lord, that we, as your children, have your ear. And Lord, we lift up the great state of Kansas this morning, Lord. Lord, as I was listening to all the information being read about that state, Lord, I just want to pray for all the people there that are on fire for you, that are excited about you, Lord, that they will begin to pray. They'll begin to call out, God, and they won't rest until everybody reads their Bible every day, until everybody there comes to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Father, I don't think that we as Christian people should ever be content until every person on this earth is saved. But Father, I pray for the people of Kansas to take a great focus on their state and begin to call out for those people to be saved. Call out for their friends and their neighbors and their relatives, Lord, to come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I pray for the pastors, Lord, to preach the Word of God without compromise, Lord. I pray for every church leader in that state right now to be set ablaze by the Holy Spirit of the living God and preach, Lord, like they've never preached before. Teach Sunday school like they've never taught before, Father. As these numbers are disturbing, so many people that don't know you, don't reverence you, don't go to the house of God to meet with the saints, they don't study their Bibles, Father. Let that be an eye-opener for all the ones that are saved, Lord, in that state, that they will begin to pray and not be relaxed in their salvation, not just be sitting back waiting on someone else to do it, but for every single Christian there to arise and shine and know that the light has come and the light has been deposited in them, and they've got to be the light to those walking in darkness. Thank you, Father, in Jesus'
mighty name.
Come
on now, preach it, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Sister Maureen.
Ma'am.
So will you please pray for our government and our strong governor that you were mentioning, please, that
yes.
He'll be lifted up and the strength that he needs to just take over the state of Kansas and pray for our church revival there.
Yes, ma'am. Father, I thank you for Governor Sam Brown back of Kansas. I thank you that he is a godly man, that he is seeking you every morning, like Mike Huckabee did in Arkansas, like Bobby Jindal did in Louisiana, like Rick Perry did in Texas. These are men that you have positioned in the office of governor of their states. I thank you that the city of Topeka, the capital of Kansas, is blessed of you because Governor Brownback is serving in that capacity. I thank you for his wife, Mary Brownback. I thank you that as she walks alongside of her husband and serves the Kansas community, that that she is a beautiful woman of God, and that she has been able to use her banking background and the things that you have brought her through in her parenting, in her community activities. I thank you for everything. They even, this couple even have two adopted children that were both Guatemalan and Chinese. So their family is a reflection of the blending that happens when the Christians open their hearts and allow that spirit of adoption to come in. I thank you, Father, that the Brown family is blessed of you, and that the government, because it is led by a righteous man, is going to prosper and flourish. I thank you also, Lord, that the cabinet, those that are serving with Governor Brownback in his state, their administrators and their various secretaries in agriculture and commerce and with the children there, every one of these organizations are led by people that have been vetted thoroughly, and they are serving their community, serving Kansans. And I thank you, Father, that there is a tremendous work that is going on in that state right now. From that top government officials with Governor Brownback all the way down to the small communities where these various activities are taking place. I thank you, Father, that the governor respects the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of his state, and he is a man that governs by the law and that uses the word of God as his compass. So I bless Governor Brownback, the executive branch of the government, and I thank you, Father, that you have allowed us the opportunity to pray for him today, because he truly is your son and a man of God.
Yes, amen. Amen. Sister Vicki, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Sister, would you mind lifting up the families for their safety from all these tornadoes that run through Kansas, please?
Sure, I'll be glad to.
Thank you.
Father God, we just thank you so much for Kansas, Lord. We thank you for every soul that's there, Father God. And we just declare protection over them in the mighty name of Jesus from all these tornadoes and all these weather crises, Father God. We loose angels, and we assign angels to each family and each home, Father God, to protect them, Father God. We know that some people have even become believers because of that wonderful protection that you've provided for them in storms, Father God. And, Lord, we just ask right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you will continue to bless these people. And let these angels be loosed, and may your protection and your blood be over this state. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Angelique, could I add a little something on the families? This is so beautiful. Governor Brownback has such a passion for life. And since he has been the governor, he has signed 17 pro-life bills into law. And Kansas, 2 years ago, Kansas was the very first state in our nation to pass a ban on the dismemberment abortion, where they go in and cut the baby in pieces inside the womb while it's still alive and then bring out the body parts. He is an amazing pro-life advocate. And he also has taken tremendous stands as far as dignity and poverty. And he has established the welfare-to-work requirements so that Kansans' incomes are actually rising and poverty there is declining, which means that the childhood poverty is declining. So this has brought a lot of hope and restoration to the state of Kansas. So when you have a godly governor in authority, It's amazing what God can do. Amen?
Yes, ma'am. That's amazing, Dad. Sister, will you lift that up in prayer, please?
Sure, unless somebody else would like to do it, but this is strong. Father, I thank you. I thank you that when the righteousness are in power, that they use that power for the good of the people. When those that are not righteous are in power, they usurp power and use it for themselves. I thank you that Governor Brownback is a man under your authority and under the authority of the constitutions of the United States and his state. And he has a belief in staying in the line of authority because he knows that's where true power flows. Thank you that he knows that children are a blessing to us and that the unborn who are so vulnerable are the ones that need to be defended. And because of that, he has taken his position for life. I think Kansas is the first state to pass this ban on dismemberment abortion. And I thank you that as children are protected, families will flourish. I also thank you, Father, that the poverty cycle is so critical and it needs to be broken so that families can take steps forward and upward. And I thank you that this word kadima that we've been talking about, which means onward and forward, it's a beautiful word to fly over the state of Kansas this morning. Kansas is moving forward in things like the welfare programs that have failed to break the cycle of poverty. And now they know human dignity is critical. And the way you have that is you work and you earn what you have. So Governor Brownback signed a HOPE Act. And I thank you, Father, that as he has signed that and allowed people to work in order to receive their help on welfare, that their dignity is coming back. And I thank you that the childhood poverty is decreasing. Thank you for godly men in government and for them having wisdom to see what the solutions are to the problems our society is facing at this hour. Amen. Amen.
Amen, sister. Thank you so much. I'd like to introduce you guys to our youth leader from Southern Baptist Temple. Her name is Ivy.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
And I'd like to invite Ivy to pray over the youth in Kansas City and for a growth and revival for the youth and the children in the state of Kansas. Ivy, please.
All right, join me in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this wonderful day, allowing us to wake up this morning and just enjoy every amazing creation you have created for us. And I just ask that you just be with the youth of Kansas and you just watch over them, especially the ones that are lost, and just spark a light in them, spark a light in those that are struggling, and just allow them to live for you and come alive in you. Because you do amazing things, and you can do amazing things through them. You can use anyone and everyone. I just ask that you keep them all safe, and I ask that you just bring them together to go to you when they are failing or having problems or going through something, that you're always there for them. I just ask that you just watch over them. You just bring them together. They need one another, and just really spark a light in every single one of them, and just allow them to come to you and just be a Christ follower and just want to live for you and love for you and love like you to everyone. In the name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Ivy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Sophia, are you there? Sister Sophia, are you on the line? Okay.
It looks like she got disconnected, but we have another person on the line. Who is this calling in from area code 34? Michelle. How are you, Michelle?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Angelique. Good, Angelique. This is Michelle. She is a minister in Texas.
Hello.
Who is this, Dr. June? Yes, ma'am.
This is a minister from Texas. Her name is Michelle.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. Deb, you called in. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and where you're from?
I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm 46 and a mother of three. And I'm not sure what else to say.
Oh, okay. Well, we're praying for the state of Kansas. Would you like to lift Kansas up in prayer? Whatever God puts in your heart, sister.
I don't know how to pray. I pray to myself, like, I don't know how to pray. Sorry.
Well, that's all right, Michelle. We appreciate you being on the line with us and agreeing with us in prayer. Angelique, if it's okay with you, I would like to pray.
Yes, sister. And Dr. June, could you please lift up the media and to pray that the media talks, they bring up our governor and the good stories of the goodness that happens throughout Kansas.
Yes, got you. Okay, so for truth to reign over the media, basically.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, well, Lord, we come together in agreement this morning, Lord, your people. And we just thank you so much, Lord, for the state of Kansas, what you have in store for her. And we're excited about it, God, about revival flowing over this state from one end to the other. Lord, we're in agreement about it. And your word says, Lord, when we agree that prayer will be answered. And, Lord, we lay her down before the throne today, God, asking you to move in that state. Lord, we pray for the media there. We pray, God, that the media will speak the truth. We declare truth over that state. We pray, Lord, that those that are reporting the news will walk in righteousness and holiness, Lord, and that you will raise up Christian media, people that are full of the Holy Ghost and power, that will rise up and take this media mountain in the state of Kansas, Lord. We pray, Lord, that they will come up with creative ways to express your glory through video, Lord. That they will come up with creative ways to speak to the people in Kansas. And, Lord, we pray for all the ministers in Kansas, Lord. We pray that they would rise up in boldness, rise up speaking and declaring truth in that state, Lord. And that they will come together in unity, glory, Lord. And that they will come together declaring, we are going to take this state to where the kingdom desires for it to be, Lord. So we thank you and give you praise today, Lord, for what you're doing in the state of Kansas. Amen.
Amen, sister. Thank you so much. I also have Martha here. And Martha, could you say hi? And will you please pray for the drug use that's going on in Kansas? There's drug use in all the states, and I did some research on Kansas, and there's a high drug use also in that state. Okay. So whatever God puts on your heart, you want to say hi?
Yes. Hi. Good morning. Good morning, brothers and sisters. I would like to lift up the state of Kansas. Yes. All the drug users, those that are defiling their bodies with things that do not help them but tear their lives away from God. Because as we know that God is separate from sin, so Lord, I would just like to come together right now. Holy Spirit, I ask that you lead us in this prayer, Lord, for those that are lost. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this day. It's an honor to serve you. It's an honor to lift up the lost right now, Lord. The men and women, the children, the youth, the teenagers, the elderly, anyone who is lost, anybody who is completely lost abusing drugs, abusing methamphetamines, cocaine, heroin, putting these things in their bodies, Lord, and abusing their bodies, because as you know, these things that they shoot in their veins, it deteriorates their bodies and it kills it. And Father God, we just ask for mercy over them, Lord God. We ask that you just look at them and just have mercy and just lead them into a right state of mind. Do whatever you have to do to change their lives, Lord, and to give them the understanding understanding that they are special, that you made them for purpose, that you give them your love every day. Help them to find their way to you, Lord Jesus, to the foot of the cross. Help them, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them, Lord, and we just thank you for their lives, Lord. And we just ask that everyone in their lives would not give up, but would keep them in prayer as well. And this we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Oh, and Sister Maureen?
Yes.
Do you have another prayer that you would like to lift up?
Yes. I have my computer in front of me, and I'm looking at something I thought is very interesting. Governor, you know, we've been doing an emphasis on children and youth on the 24/7 prayer call. And right now, Governor Brownback has increased school funding by over 10% since he took office. And the state of Kansas is now spending over $4 billion annually on the students' education. And he's putting them first as they are in their school system. But this is interesting. Have you seen how Governor Brownback now is following in the same particular pattern that President Trump is? He's talking about career and technical education. And in Kansas, the state of Kansas, career and technical education programs have tripled in size. And Kansas students are graduating with technical skills that are necessary to achieve their goals of income production. And Kansas is leading the way in these kind of creative, innovative programs. And there's a child program that ensures that each child has a solid foundation. They can actually read. Amazing. And this is helping kids that are in the risk of dropping out, because a lot of kids get discouraged and they drop out. And so the reading program and this idea of the technical education of bringing jobs for America's graduates to Kansas, these kids are coming out of high school, going into technical institutes for a 1 or 2 year program, whatever they need to get their expertise in an area. Then they're going out and they are actually generating $60,000 a year in income compared to some college 4-year graduates that can't even find a job because they've taken classes in psychology or whatever, and they are not prepared to enter the job market. But Kansas is really leading the way in this. And something else that's very interesting I learned a long time ago, everybody thinks Kansas City is in Kansas, but Kansas City is actually in Missouri. They're right across the river from each other. And so Kansas City, Missouri is very close, but it's not part of the great state of Kansas. So when we're praying for Kansas, when we get to Missouri, we'll be praying for Kansas City, which, by the way, is a very prophetic site. And that's where the House of Prayer is located with Mike Bickle. So anyway, this is very encouraging to me. Brownback, Kansas, technical education, working with the kids, it's really got a very futuristic outlook to provide for what is coming, and that's what we need right now. We need to be sowing to the future and the generations that are coming, June.
Wow. That's amazing, Sister. So please lift that up in prayer, Sister Maureen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you that everything we have said so far is a thank you, a gratitude, a prayer. We thank you that you are giving creative, innovative ideas to those that love you and are called according to your purposes. And we know that Governor Brownback of Kansas is, and that what he is doing with the Career and Technical Education Program, what he is doing with the Kansas Reading Roadmap, and what he is doing to bring jobs to the graduates of Kansas are wonderful, innovative things, and I thank you that he has a paternal and also godly interest in what takes place with the citizens of his state. And I pray for him to continue to prosper and be in good health with his wife, Mary, and all those that he has taken under his mantle, as he has not only been the governor, but has been the father in that state.
Yes, hallelujah. So I just want to pray for you, sisters, and I just want to thank God for what you're doing. These prayers that are praying over these states are actually miraculous, and it's a big, big, beautiful feeling in my heart. And as my Father God is calling you guys queens this morning, I would just like to lift you up, sisters. Father God, I just want to thank you for your queens that are so obedient to you, Dr. June and Sister Maureen. As they do your work and they combine, they come together and they're praying for your road, Lord Father. I know this is pleasing to you. As I had a dream last night, a dreaming of these beautiful women, Dr. June, Sister Maureen, the Lord is pleased with you. And coming together like this with the pastor and his wife and everybody who is coming together and praying for the states is very needed. And it's about time that we come together and start doing what the Lord wants us to do, because we need to fight Satan and we need to plead the blood of Jesus over him and his demons. So I just want to thank you, Father, for my sisters, for my teachers, for these beautiful women who are leading us in doing your will, Father God. I just want to lift them up in prayer and thank you for their lives, and thank you that they are our mother, our spiritual mothers in Christ, and in Jesus' precious name I pray. So, Dr. June, if there's anything else you would like to pray about or report, and when you're done, if you could please close us out.
Yes, I would like to thank everyone for partnering with this adventure. This really is an adventure because we are treading on new territory. I know you can agree with this, Miss Maureen. We are living in the most exciting time in America.
Yes.
I mean, it's the truth. We're living in the most exciting times we have ever known. And we are about to break out in the greatest revival. But I do want to say this, and I believe this at the bottom of my heart, is that this revival is not going to be all glorious to where people think, oh, my God, we're going to have a great move of the Holy Ghost. Everybody's going to be happy. No, it's going to come with a lot of persecution. And
yes,
it's going to be us rising up. I'm serious. I wrote a book about this called Clarion Call to Unity in the Bride of Christ. The Holy Spirit visited me for 2 days. So I know what I'm taught. This is just my experience. But the Lord told me revival's going to come with great persecution. It's going to be like, you know, the apostles. The apostles, you know, when they went out, they was greatly persecuted, but they changed the whole world, you know. And so, anyways, but we are going to see great miracles, great harvest coming in, great salvation, and we have got to rise the church up to be strong and bold in this hour, to not fear any persecution. Nobody's going to kill us until God says so. So when he says so, then it's our time, you know. So I just wanted to encourage you in that today, Brad. Be strong today. Be bold and courageous, because God is preparing all of us for such a time as this, knowing who we are in Christ and us partnering with these states. We're helping God. We're partnering in the kingdom. We're all a part of the puzzle that God is putting together to bring in the harvest before he returns. Amen. So, Lord, we just thank you for the great state of Kansas. We thank you, Lord, for us getting a partner with this state, with the spiritual leaders in that state, Lord, with all of the people there that are plowing the heavens, that are asking you to move in their state, Lord. We're holding up their arms today in the spirit, Lord, asking you to move in that state, Lord. Help those people to know who they are in you, Lord, and to rise up
and to declare and decree a thing over their state, speaking it into the atmosphere what your purpose and your will is for that state, Lord. And, Lord, we pray today for our president, Lord. We lay down President Trump at the foot of the cross today, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over him, Lord. He is our president, God. You chose him for such a time as this, Lord. So we just pray, God, you protect him today, Lord. Put angels around him. Encamp angels around him, protecting him. Let the spirit of might go to him and rise him up to do what you have called him to do in our nation and to take us to the destiny that you have for us, Lord. We know, God, that you are in control of all things. And we thank you and give you praise, Lord, because we put our faith and trust in you even when we don't understand what you're doing. We trust you. You lead us in the darkness, Lord. You are our guide. You are our path into the truth. So we decree and declare today that the spirit of truth would reign over our nation, that we would rise up and speak truth no matter the consequences. We call a revival of truth today, Lord. In all areas, all spheres of influence, in all mountains, Lord, truth to reign over our nation. And we thank you, Lord. We believe you, Lord, that you're hearing us. We believe you, that you are changing America and that you are helping us, Lord, to be a part of it, Lord. And for us to just partner with the kingdom's agenda, over our nation and over all our states, Lord. It is an honor to partner with you today, Lord. And we thank you and give you praise and glory today. And, Lord, I pray for all those that are on the call with us today, Lord. I pray you bless every one of these ministers, Lord. Give them all that they're asking you for. Have all of their heart's desires granted unto them, Lord. Give them all the tools and strategies they're going to need to accomplish their mission that you have called them to the earth today, Lord. Give them favor everywhere they go. Let them hear you clearly and let them see clearly the truth of what's going on in our nation, Lord. And, Lord, we pray for all of the Christians out there, the Christians, that they would see the truth and that they would hear the truth. And that they would, when they read the word, that it would pierce through the darkness. And that the word would pierce through the lies that the enemy are trying to impose upon your people, Lord. That it would be a sword that would just cut through all the lies and cut through the hardness of the shell that the enemy has tried to put over your people, Lord. I pray boldness and courage over your people today. And that they would know who they are in Christ so that they can take dominion and authority, Lord, in their regions, in their states, and in their spheres of influence, Lord, that they will not be ashamed and they will not bow down to Baal, and that they would speak and declare the truth in this hour, Lord. And we're all in agreement on this, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Bride, y'all have a good evening.
Thank
you. We will see
Sister.
You tomorrow.
Dr. June,
yes.
I have Brother Darren here.
Yes.
He just got here, and he has a big heart
right.
for revival in the church.
Yes.
So I'm going to have him pray before we finish up here. Is that okay?
Yes, and then we also have Miss Sophia from New Jersey is on the line.
Oh, wonderful.
I was on. I had to get off because we're waiting for a call from the termite inspector tomorrow. He's coming, so I was able to get on now.
Oh, okay.
That's
well, here's right. Brother Darren.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pray for the revival of the church in Kansas.
Revival for the church in Kansas.
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Okay, let's do it. I was looking Father in heaven, we love you so much, God. Thank you for your son. Thank you for the cross, Jesus. Thank you for the empty tomb. Thank you that we have life in you, not just life, but life abundantly. And I pray that as we join together and we pray for Kansas, God, that you would hear the petition, the intercession that we lift up to you to bring revival there, Lord. I pray that, Lord, I pray that that there would be a revival in the church, Lord, that every church would be filled with your Holy Spirit. No one comes to you unless that you draw them. I pray that you draw them to you, Lord, that you give them a hunger and a thirst to seek you and build them up, Lord, in unity, in the faith, in love for one another. For we know that when we love one another, that is what people outside the church see, and that's how they know you. In John 14, 17, you said that they would know the one you sent by the love we have for one another. So I pray that for the church in Kansas, God, and for the world, but especially in Kansas this morning, that you would bring them to complete unity in the faith and in love for one another, Lord, that there would be a revival in Kansas. Lord, I pray that you would build up leaders and pastors and teachers, and even in Sunday school, all the way down, Lord, that you would build a people ready to do your work, ready to do your will, ready to do your work, that you would give them discernment, Lord, and wisdom. Lord, I pray that I keep coming back to love, God. I just pray that you bind them together in love, that there be no division in the church there, Lord, that there would be no prejudice or jealousy or any the fruit of love would be in them, that they would be kind to one another and patient and long suffering, and that they would be servants as you came to be a servant, that they would serve one another, Lord Jesus. And I believe that that's going to happen, Lord. I pray that your spirit be poured out upon them, Lord, and that they come to that place of servanthood, Lord. Again, hunger and thirst for your word, hunger and thirst for your righteousness. Give them courage and boldness to be courageous in their love for one another. It's easy to say we'll die for Jesus, but we need to live for Jesus. And I pray that they live for you, God, that they live courageous and bold in their love and compassion and passion for one another and for the lost, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Sister Sophia, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay, sister, would you like to pray for the state of Kansas before we before sister
yes.
Dr. June closes out? Thank you.
Yes. Lord, we just thank you for Kansas. We thank you for Governor Brownback. We thank you for his wife. We thank you for all the wonderful executive orders he's doing that are godly orders. We thank you for the pride that people are getting that are on welfare, and they are earning their money, so they know they're not, I can't think of any other word, Lord, moochers. But we thank you, Lord, that they have this pride from working and earning their help. We thank you, Lord, for protecting the people of the hurricanes and cyclones and everything. We ask you, Lord, that you would help the church grow. We ask you, Lord, to let the people know the truth about the abortion clinics and what they're doing. We ask you, Lord, that you'd help the youth. You protect them from drugs. and the only drug that we have is the drugs of love from Christ. We just ask you, Lord, that you would protect their animals, their families, everything from inside and outside with your angels. And we thank you in the name of Jesus, whose blood shed for all of us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everyone who's on the line and helped us pray for the state of Kansas. I love you, and everybody have a blessed day.
Amen.
Dr. June, is there anything else you need to say?
That's it. Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, okay. Ma'am. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Love
Safe
y'all
travels,
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.